In that mic.
I'm good, man.
Yeah, make sure you're really up in it.
I've been working microphones for 20 years. And doing comedy on the side.
That's a euphemistic joke. I get it.
Sure it is.
It's a euphem switch. Hello and welcome to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. Today's episode brought to you by The Big Bang.
Boom.
Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the InnerTubes, and from our other hit award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist. You can find links to our guests' website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at skepticallyyours.net.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by Joe Swam, go to skepticallyyours.net/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10. You may also go to Ustream and subscribe to our vodcast, that's with a V, or go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or get abducted by aliens.
Will there be probing?
Not if you like it.
Yeah, I hate probing.
You can't trick them. They have telepathic powers.
If there are aliens with telepathy, I really feel sorry for them.
Why?
No being should be subjected to the horrors of my thinking, the stuff I don't say.
You don't say.
That's what I just said.
I thought so.
What?
You heard me.
I think not.
Exactly.
If you're a listener who's ever been duped by anything that's been debunked on Snopes, welcome. Your ordeal is over. We're coming to you live from the second floor of the fabulous John Lovitz Comedy Club on the GoCast Network, high atop the Universal City Walk in sunny Universal City, California. In the Universal City tonight, we have Glenn Wool, yeah. Susanna Lee, and Jarrett Lennon-Kaufman.
Woo-hoo.
I said Dash.
You said.
You know these guys, folks, ladies, from the world of Reason. I have no idea why we do that.
It's fun.
It's weird.
It's awesome.
Hey, thanks for being here, everybody.
Happy to.
Thank you.
No problem.
The show's begun.
And now it's
Be
over.
Funny!
Wait, no, no.
So last time I had you on the show, Glenn Woolley Wool.
Yeah.
Woolley.
You've been touring.
I've been everywhere.
You've been everywhere, man. In yeah. your underpants, man. So where you been, first of all?
Well, let's just let that one settle.
Okay.
Since the last time I'm on the show, Australia, Europe, Canada.
That's what I love about, man, the British, a lot of the comics from Britain and Canada, man, you guys just cover the whole fucking world. You go all the way to Alaska, all the way to Africa, all, you know, everywhere, Dubai, everywhere. The American comics, they almost never leave the fucking continent, most of them.
Yeah, well, they got work, you know.
There is more work here, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't have to.
It's really about landmass, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
for the listeners and the audience, you just have to know that Glenn's eyelashes are amazing.
Yeah.
It's true.
That'll
true.
Become apparent that because these microphones are so touchy. The flapping of them as I get verklempt about something.
Yeah.
Flutter them. Or...
Like being flirted with by Heather.
Yeah, yeah. You wait till I want another beer and I start flapping them around.
He knows how to use them to his advantage. So, Glenn, you are a UFO cat. Were you, before 2010, when you were in New York, and you think you saw UFOs in the sky?
Well, no, I did see UFOs.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't mm-hmm. explain what they were.
Was that on a Tuesday?
I don't know.
Was it on a Tuesday? You don't know.
Is this a cunt joke coming?
No, no. No, there's actually...
It was October 13th. I can't remember if it was a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Well, there was mass spottings of the thing that you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, I wasn't the only one who saw it. And I've now I revisited it.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was coming on here. But the things that I found out since, in the past few days, are pretty... scary.
Right.
They said the government, the official government story was that it was balloons.
Yeah. Like the ones that are on the screen right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what I didn't know that day and hadn't known until a few days ago, they also shut down three airports.
Uh-huh.
They shut down all the major airports in New York that day.
So maybe, you found that to be the case.
Maybe there was helium in the balloons.
I don't think that's enough to shut down airports.
Couldn't it explode something?
So you found out since, you just recently were looking into this knowing I was going to ask you about it. Because last time you were on, we talked about it, and you just said that's not what it, like these balloons that you were just seeing here on this video, that's not what you saw. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, no, those ones are closer. They did replace some of the footage with obvious balloons. Like they were what I saw for a couple days, and then the same footage was like, no, come on, that's just that is like a Nina video.
Replaced where? That's one thing I wanted to clarify. Where did you see it initially, and where did it get replaced?
Well, no, I saw it live. I was on the street in downtown Manhattan. Uh-huh. Me and 300 other baffled people were watching up in the sky these little silver orbs floating all around. And then, you know, I thought I'd seen UFO, so I went home that night and looked on the net, and the footage on YouTube was what I had seen. And then I revisited it 2 days later, and that same footage that I went to again, there was different footage on top of it that wasn't... Hmm. It wasn't the same footage, but it was under the same heading.
Right. Was it the exact same videos, though, or was it other videos with the same description?
You know how like it goes purple and you can click on it?
No. Purple and you can click
you
on
know,
it?
You know, like when you Google something... Mm-hmm. What you've already seen.
Oh, a link.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The link has been visited already. I got you, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking there only is because Google is notoriously difficult to get video replaced under any circumstances. I know what you're saying is, well, government can do anything. But government is really hard to get Google to do anything, too. I mean, it's been really tricky to have dealings with them to even yank records out of them because they fight tooth and nail to protect them. Now, granted, sometimes they give in. But historically speaking, it's just really well known how hard it is to talk Google into doing anything that's not in their own personal interest.
I'm not saying that Google doesn't do that, and I'm not saying that what those were UFOs. I do know what I saw and what happened. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I was pretty and then I found out that the former head of NORAD wrote a book predicting UFOs will hover over a major city on
that
October
day.
13th.
Yeah.
And that gentleman died 2 months later after the UFOs came.
So what do you think that means?
You think they would have killed him before he got the book out?
Yeah, you would think that they would have killed him if he... Listen, I'm always stunned by those kinds of leaps. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's no question that there was a guy who's claiming that he predicted it via this book. I saw that as well.
Yeah, and but here's the thing. Like, I watched all the news coverage. What none of them ever stated, they just went straight to, it was balloons. I don't know what people were talking about. But where I was, a government motorcade with anti-sniper, you know those, like, flashers that are on trucks?
So
like, a sniper can't get a bead on anything?
Uh-huh.
With two police officers... on motorcycles, they pulled up across the street, and whoever was in this SUV never got out. And the two cops that were they leaned against their motorcycles, looking down the street instead of looking up into the sky, where 200 people in a New York, like this was in the fall in New York on a clear day, are all looking into the sky, pointing and going, what's that? Like, you got to, like, cops have been told, okay, don't look in the sky. Like, that's still a pretty touchy area, downtown Manhattan in the fall in New York. Mm-hmm. What's in the sky? Well, I'll just look down the road and not up in the sky.
Although, to be fair, if they're protecting someone of importance directly, their probably most direct threat to the person is potentially someone on the ground. So if it was an official of some sort, their job very well may be watch the most direct, you know, risks we've got.
Sure,
is there any other video of this besides this
Or any videos you're happy with? Are there any videos that you felt compellingly accurate of what you saw?
Yeah, like what we were seeing earlier. Let me run this video real quick.
Their eyes to the skies in an alleged UFO sighting. Dozens of videos posted online show passersby seemingly staring at a group of unidentified flying objects in the sky over Manhattan. Adding mystery to the event is a prediction by a retired air defense officer. In a recent book, he claimed that on October 13th, the day of the sighting, of course, a fleet of UFOs would hover over the world's principal cities. Well, many witnesses insist that's indeed what they were seeing, alien spaceships, while others say it looked more like a group of hot air balloons.
Yeah, those are a little too close together for what I saw. That's where I was, those people.
Mm-hmm. Which people are these?
Yeah,
it's the UCB. So the folks that we were just seeing on the streets, that's where you were. You were at that level. And all these folks are looking up at all these things.
Yeah, but and here's the other thing that, like I told you, they shut down the airports, which, you know, they can't do that every time there's a bunch of balloons in the sky. No one would ever fly anywhere. So whoever made that call knew those weren't balloons. Mm-hmm. And a month earlier, they'd shut down a bunch of airports in China for the exact same thing.
Couldn't this all be just a big old coincidence?
Or just paranoia and poor reaction?
Well, not if they're shutting down airports, though.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, well, what if it was for some other reason?
Yeah, altogether.
Yeah, but those two things, like they shut down the airports in China and then shut down,
But that happens. I mean, the things happen over the world. The fact that they happen in a close proximity, I'm not going to go for that one alone being any evidence of there being a connection, because things happen, and when we try to connect every event that's in close proximity in time, we can connect anything in the world to anything, and we start building really deep theories that go nowhere. But them closing down the airport because they thought it was potentially a credible threat.
Airports. Not airport.
That's fair. But I assume there's probably a shared authority between them, so it wouldn't be just one airport in that case. But classically, there's been some of the most common UFO sightings in history have been from Air Force pilots and other you know commercial airline pilots, really ridiculously well trained people. These are the people who are the training. There's nothing in our lives we've ever done that we've been as well trained for, combined with what they go through. And these pilots frequently mistake the moon and stars for UFOs. And this is constantly backed up by the reality of exactly what they saw, the reports they're getting, the report, you know, they'll spend 10 minutes reporting it, and then there's a brief moment of, wait, no, hold on, let me get my bearing, and they confirm. And it's all confirmed in the flight data, it's confirmed in the direction they're facing. And there's so many details that back up the fact that, quite literally, it is that easy to get confused in the sky with the way lights reflect, with the way so many factors. And this has happened historically constantly. Now, there's plenty that, you know, we never figure out what they are. There's plenty where they land at the end of the day. But my only point here is merely saying, hey, if they thought it was credible, it must be real. There are some serious people who believe something's real until a certain point where they find out it's not. And if this looked credible enough, especially with everyone freaking out about it, everyone pointing it out, not to mention, yeah, there was this prediction. So if you add in the fact that they're probably smart people who said, okay, well, we can't assume this guy's prediction is null, and then things show up in the sky, it's actually not an unreasonable reaction, whether or not they're real, to say, well, we had a warning. Last time we had warnings about 9/11, they got ignored. Somebody warned about this. There's things showing up in the sky. Let's take precaution before eventually someone says, oh, you know what? How many times a day does no one notice balloons in the sky? But there was a prediction this time. And we saw things in the sky.
Occam's razor suggests that a guy wrote a book and made a prediction, and then that guy, by his own agency, made sure that something did indeed happen over Manhattan. That's Occam's razor.
Yeah,
that's the logic to me. Now, if all of a sudden an unusual amount of extremely large balloons, which any lay asshole can get his hands on if he puts his mind to it, you really can go get these large balloons and fill them up with
helium
and send them up into the sky. So if this was actually a result of a guy trying to fulfill his own prophecy. That makes a shitload of sense to me. Also, if he got his hands on the really huge balloons that you can get, unusual.
Like Balloon
for,
Boy?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you can actually purchase, anybody can purchase the weather-style balloons. Mm-hmm. They're expensive, but you can purchase them.
Not to mention you can purchase UFO-shaped balloons.
Yeah. Oh, right, right.
But and there was a woman who laid claim to these balloons. I mean, one of the articles here from HuffPo, I think that's the one, yeah, Angela Freeman, headmaster of a school, you know, at least claims, and yes, I get that anybody can claim anything or be told to claim something. So I do grasp the possibility that this could be a cover-up. But I'm just saying there's a woman who actually directly lays claim here to, yeah, those are the balloons she accidentally let go of. And it's a bunch of silver Mylar balloons.
Sure. Hey, man, I'm not saying that it wasn't that.
Sure,
I'm just saying that from what I saw and what I know to not have been reported that day, for me, it looked a bit fishy. Now, whatever happened, but, you know, like it's like where Emery said, I claimed to see UFOs. No, I didn't claim it.
Sure.
You did a few years ago.
No, but those are UFOs. No matter...
There's no arguing
that. No, there's no arguing
that. I sometimes fall prey to that which I abhor, and that is the idea that UFOs means...
Something.
Spaceship.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean spaceship.
Yeah, it's unidentified flying objects.
Right, right. Susanna, did you want to add something?
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry, the moment passed.
Well, we're going to come back from a break right after this, and we'll find out what Susanna has to say about all this. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on the GoCast Network, skepticallyyours.net, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable interruption.
Good news, everyone.
We have a premium ad-free service. We do the show for 90 minutes, and you'll be able to listen to the live show and or download the first hour for free from iTunes. The premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute ad-free show. It's only $10 per year. If you want to support us, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. If you sit around and listen to these upcoming commercials, that's 2 minutes of your life you'll never get back. May as well rub one out.
You're listening to the GoCast Network.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
What's up, guys? This is Danny Trejo, and I want to tell you about the best restaurant in Southern California, The Second Floor in Huntington Beach. The Second Floor is a one-of-a-kind tattoo and cutting-edge art bar. The food is amazing. Try our Rockin' Nachos, the Sliders, or the Monster Colossal Burgers, or my favorite, the Trejo's Taco. Second Floor. I'll see you there.
Junk mail, spam, porn. This unwanted mess clutters your inbox and chokes the internet, leaving huge potholes in the information superhighway.
But what can we do? Deleting this stuff doesn't really solve the problem.
EmailRecycling.org, the innovator in email recycling, is here to help.
Before EmailRecycling.org, I had to constantly delete celebrity porn to make room for my junk mail. In one stroke, that problem is solved.
I just send my junk mail to inbox@emailrecycling.org, and they do the rest.
At first, I thought it was a joke, but then I tried it, and wow, what a difference.
They're protecting the future by making a present of the past.
Emailrecycling.org turns your junk mail back into reusable bits, the things that make the internet work.
It's easy. It's free. It's the right thing to do. Emailrecycling.org.
Emailrecycling.org. Tell your friends today.
We're back on the GoCast Network.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Glenn Wohl, Susanna Lee, and Jarrett Lennon Kaufman. Thanks again for being here, guys.
Thanks for having
us.
Is this the first time you've ever spotted anything that you'd think of as a UFO, Glenn? Or have you had multiple encounters that aren't associated with drinking and drug doing?
First UFO, but yeah, I've seen some other weird stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think that these were spacecraft that we're talking about?
I have no idea.
It felt like, it seemed like I remembered you saying they were fucking craft back when we talked about it a couple of years ago. It seemed like you said that very definitively.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure, man.
Well, I'm always amazed.
I mean, I've seen some other things, like when NASA released all the footage of stuff that they didn't know what it was.
Pull that to you. Yeah, thanks.
You know, they just flat out said, we don't know what this is. And this was, like, from other planets and stuff that had been picked up. It was little floating silver orbs that mostly they are like, where did those come from?
Well, I mean, listen, a camera.
Well, there's one of the things that makes me absolutely crazy are the people on the internet that do the hoax shit. You know what I mean? That's what really. If you cut the wheat from the chaff, if you separated those two things, the UFO experience, the thing where we see something in the sky that we as individuals aren't sure what we're seeing.
You know what I found funny about it was I would tell people about it, and especially my UFO friends, you know, people that are just into UFOs, they were the most skeptical because I think a lot of UFO belief and conspiracy theory belief is not about being right. It's about being different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
and
right about
you,
this.
If you tell somebody, actually, you know what? I never believed it when I saw this. No, that's not what you saw. I said, government agents. Now, did George Bush do it? I don't think so. Well, then it can't have been. Yeah. Like any conspiracy, it's not going to be that obvious. Like we were talking about chemtrails before. It's like that. Oh, okay. That one very obvious thing in the sky with, you know, it's a government agency designed to poison everybody, but we can't come up with a non-white one to right. drop on people.
Right, right. Yeah, the UFO thing, I think it was deGrasse Tyson. Neil deGrasse Tyson said, next time you're abducted, please, anything, just grab something off that fucking ship and get back here.
And
with
where's
it.
Your
That's
camera phone?
I know.
Or if they were doing chemtrails, why wouldn't they just do it at night?
Yeah. Right. Right. Makes sense. There's plenty of planes flying at night. Just do it when we're not looking.
Yeah. Somebody really dropped the ball on this one.
That's really great.
They keep doing it, too. Yeah. They just don't stop.
We caught them, and they're just
blatantly.
Well, recently somebody sent me a link to there were these huge containers inside all of the seats and all of the stuff
had been
removed
photo,
from. Yeah. Had been removed from inside a plane, and these huge tanks were in there. And I learned a long time. I used to fight fires. I learned a long time ago. One thing that you can see is you can see huge tanks inside the planes that drop the foam and the chemicals on the fires.
Sure.
You know? At first, that's what I thought I was seeing. At the time, I was not aware of ballast testing.
No.
They will put planes up in the air without people in them, and then they will put different amounts of water, fluid,
right. That would be the easiest way to balance them out is just fill chambers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so they can fill certain areas of the airplane with X amount of weight to figure it out.
I have
as opposed to having people just run from side to side, which I think would be more fun.
I have a Facebook follower who found me through being a fan of Mr. Deity, and she started posting chemtrail stuff. You know, she posted a video of herself outside watching the planes fly overhead and shouting at the sky, "We know what you're doing." You know, and I got into it with a
hoping
friend.
The pilot would wind his window down.
That's right.
Watch it.
Shit, we've been caught.
Yeah.
Land the plane.
I've been sucked into the sky now. That woman's good.
Yeah. But yeah, a friend of hers started really getting into it and sent me the photo you talked about, sent me a video of a plane clearly streaming something out of it, a page with schematics on some technique for using this for cloud seeding, and see, all of this is the proof that's being done. It's like, no, you've just proven to me that there's a plane that things can come out of. You've proven to me that they have a technique for spraying things in the air. You've not put any of this together in any way that proves to me that we are being chemically doused to, you know, affect our docility or something. You can piece together any random bits you want. You can prove it's technically possible. Almost anything is technically possible.
You know who also believes in chemtrails, that it's real?
Ooh. Prince.
Prince.
He does.
Prince was on.
The artist currently known as Prince.
Yeah.
Well, he'd be the last to be affected by them.
He's immune.
He may well have been created by him.
Yeah. He's the last sane man on Earth. It's not reached him yet. He can see where things are going, and he doesn't like it.
Susanna, have you ever seen a UFO or thought you've seen?
Yeah. Actually.
Ooh.
Now it gets fun.
Pay attention to the one with the boobs. All right, go ahead.
I've never told anyone this because...
Are you kidding?
No, not at all. Back in like 19...
I haven't seen any.
Absolutely none. I don't even know what you're talking
Sorry
about.
Sorry to interrupt.
I've been making notes. Ooh. But I don't think it's impossible at all. And I think it was back in like 1982 or 1983. I was a little kid, but I remember I was at Stevenson's Apple Orchard with my mother.
Oh, wow. Kansas City.
Kansas City. Yeah. And that's not provincial. It's like a restaurant, a store. So yeah. I wasn't just picking
my
apples.
My business partner used to run that place.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Jay Patel.
Wouldn't it be amazing if that came into the story?
Let's go.
At a later date?
Let's continue.
We'll never know. Will we?
Well, no, you could continue on.
I could. I saw something silver in the sky, and it didn't look like a plane because it wasn't really moving. You know, what is it, horizontally or laterally?
Horizontally.
I'm sorry, I'm really tired. It wasn't moving across the horizon. It was just sort of there, but it was only for a second. And, you know, I never said anything about it because I'm listening to myself in the headphones now, and I sound just fucking crazy. I'm sorry, Glenn. I'm not throwing stones at you for your balloons in New York thing. But also, the balloons being let go, I mean, you guys have made a lot of, like, well, you know, balloons. Do balloons get let go a lot? Is that something common?
Like, well, it is common, actually.
Yeah. Really?
But I don't think the balloons in those... Yeah. Absolutely.
People make mistakes. I mean, in this case, they literally accidentally got let go. It wasn't a purposeful
thing.
I saw
that article about the lady.
I'm not exaggerating when I say at least a few times a year I see balloons floating in the sky, and that's just when I happen to be looking at that moment and catch them.
Do you mean hot air balloons or kids holding the balloons?
Yeah, Mylar balloons.
The park, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen
latex
balloons in the sky too, though. Like, and it was enough for me to go, that's not a balloon.
Sure.
When it's the size of a balloon,
but
when
the
it
Mylar
gets up
ones
that high,
are a little different.
You know, you can't see it.
Hey, listen, after your story, I will tell you a story about what I thought was some sort of unidentified falling object, but it was very confusing. I'll tell it. I don't want to interrupt your story.
No, that's okay. I mean, that was the story, but I also, the lady that laid claim to it, I know that, you know, I would feel a little skeptical about that because people like to lay claim to shit. You know, there was that dude on his deathbed that claimed to be D.B. Cooper. There's no way of really knowing.
Attention. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Totally with you.
He was wearing a parachute at the time, though.
Pants.
Listen. Pants. When I was I've had a couple of moments in my life when I was sure I was seeing a UFO. And by UFO, at the time, in the moment, I thought I was seeing a spaceship. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not one of those. I didn't ever at any moment think that I was seeing a spaceship. I thought that I was seeing a plane, maybe, that was out of control. And I was just laying on my back in the grass in North Hollywood at the farmer's market. I'd just eaten. I was just laying there, and I was looking up into the blue sky.
What kind of brownies did you have?
I had very good brownies. Let's put it that way. Nothing. I was completely clean. I had had if you haven't had the tamales at the North Hollywood, fucking get the, what is it, goat cheese?
Yeah.
And barbecue chicken.
Out of a dead rat's ass.
Not together.
Yeah, no, you
separate.
Want
to.
So...
Just to interrupt you here, one thing that people ask, you know, when you say you've seen things like this, like, well, what have you been taking?
Yeah.
I don't know how much you know about drugs, but you like it's not like different. Like, oh my God, the whole world. Like, you know, right.
You're and out of your mind.
I make that
That's
joke.
That's just
but...
an example of how many fucking drugs this asshole's been taking. The first time I ever took mushrooms, man, I'm watching the TV and a fucking guy morphed into Satan.
Yeah, but maybe
Glenn,
maybe that happened.
It did. I watched it a couple months later, and it was the same thing. It looked exactly the same. But when I was stoned, I was freaking out.
Right?
Why would this guy turn into Satan? Well, it's just a video. Don't watch MTV your first time on mushrooms.
But you know, sure. if you're
a seasoned pro like Glenn, it's not going to color your
reason
experience.
Why.
I was like 7 or 8. You know,
what were
I
you
was
doing?
Like 5 years before. Mm-hmm. I did anything.
Okay. 5 years.
But to your point,
maybe
that's
late bloomer.
Late bloomer. It's a competition now.
I know I'm disappointing, but
I'm pretty sure I did heroin in the womb. Listen, I was laying on my back and I'm looking at the blue sky and there is a little white thing and I was Lubna was laying there next to me and I go, "Look at that." And we watched this thing forever and I go, "It's just a jet." But it's really got an unusual move to it. It shouldn't be darting around like it is. It was very odd. And I said, "That's fucking bizarre." And then finally I was like, "That's not a jet. It's too small to be a jet." And it's getting a little larger as we lay there looking at it. And then I went, "That is
a bird?"
No, we went to bird. We went from jet to Cessna to balloon.
Superman.
It was never Superman. It never occurred to us to think Superman. And we went to bird. And then all of a sudden, it was close enough that I could see that it was nothing but a feather.
Wow.
No, that's cool.
So a feather had fallen from the sky, like a high, maybe it got blown up or maybe it came off of a, 747. They're putting feathers on them now. Mm-hmm. off of a bird, and it just came flying straight down, and it was doing that back and forth, mm-hmm. back and forth. And it was so, so hard to process because it was such a foreign thing to see.
And you had no context around it.
There was no context.
That screws
it was
up
wildly
everybody.
Confusing.
Yeah.
And it was different things. Every 2 minutes, not even that, every 30 seconds, mm-hmm. it became a different thing in our minds. Both of us having similar experiences as it got closer and as more information was able to, mm-hmm. to enter. It's impossible, I think, sometimes to really trust our eyes and our interpretation of these kind of moments.
It really is.
And we have to question what errors are we making when we do this.
But if you use eyes and senses as if you say that they're imperfect, mm-hmm. In acknowledging whether or not something's real, couldn't it be used in the same direction of maybe we just don't have good enough eyes or senses to see?
What do you mean?
Well, like anything, if you go, the eyes can trick you or it's not.
Well, that comes down to exactly why we have the scientific method in place, because we know how easily we're tricked. We know that our eyes, our ears, all of our senses and our minds themselves are making up shit constantly. And so we have techniques in place to counter that. It kind of ties into, because I wanted to go back to the point you made earlier. I made the dismissive joke to Emery about what had you taken, and you called that out. And that's fair, because the vast majority of the people who have these sightings aren't on anything. And so, yeah, it's kind of dismissive when someone just jumps in and says, what were you on?
I was just joking. I know, and I was too, but
it's a fair point, because normal, whatever that means, sane,
average,
sober
average.
People who aren't on anything, who aren't in a situation where we can assume, that's why you saw that, see crazy things,
but
because our minds are that complicated.
Even if you were high, you'd know what you saw. Like, it wouldn't... That's not what.
If somebody was under the influence of something, it depends on what they're under the influence. But if somebody's under the influence of something, I am going to presume that the information they're giving me, while they believe is accurate, it's going to be held in a higher level of suspect. But
the person does drugs.
It's so funny. He's such a veteran. He knows what he's talking about. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on the GoCast Network, skepticallyyours.net, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption. Have you heard of our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist? Well, you have now. Go check it out. Go to www.ardentatheist.com. During sexual intercourse, in addition to the genitals and breasts, the inner nose also swells. Try thinking about that for the next 2 minutes without getting weirded out.
You're listening to the GoCast Network.
Junk mail. Spam.
porn. This unwanted mess clutters your inbox and chokes the internet, leaving huge potholes in the information superhighway.
But what can we do? Deleting this stuff doesn't really solve the problem.
EmailRecycling.org, the innovator in email recycling, is here to help.
Before EmailRecycling.org, I had to constantly delete celebrity porn to make room for my junk mail. In one stroke, that problem is solved.
I just send my junk mail to inbox@emailrecycling.org, and they do the rest.
At first, I thought it was a joke, but then I tried it, and wow, what a difference.
They're protecting the future by making a present of the past.
Emailrecycling.org turns your junk mail back into reusable bits, the things that make the internet work.
It's easy. It's free. It's the right thing to do. Emailrecycling.org.
Emailrecycling.org. Tell your friends today.
What's up, guys? This is Danny Trejo, and I want to tell you about the best restaurant in Southern California, The Second Floor in Huntington Beach. The Second Floor is a one-of-a-kind tattoo and cutting-edge art bar. The food is amazing. Try our Rockin' Nachos, the Sliders, or the Monster Colossal Burgers, or my favorite, the Trejo's Taco. Second Floor. I'll see you there.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
We're back on the GoCast Network.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Glenn Wool, Susanna Lee, and Jarrett Lennon Kaufman. Again, thank you for giving us your time, guys.
So happy. Problem.
Yeah. We had...
You're just like, no problem.
No problem.
No problem.
You're going home pretty soon or somewhere else. You're not going home.
I've got no home.
How long? Yeah, I know. Well, you stayed with me for a long time. I still get your mail.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're the closest to a home I've got where my mail goes.
Yeah. Now Matt Kirshen has taken up that space for a while. He's pretty much...
He's taking up half the space.
Yeah, I don't think I could legally get him out now. I think he's properly squatted.
Every time I'm at your place, he's in a towel.
He's in a towel?
Yes.
That's our Matt.
Yep.
He's pretty much constantly asking when you're coming over.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. He puts a towel on for you for some reason. The rest of the time, he's just like...
Are we really going to compete over Matt's genitalia, too? All right, listen, I feel like you've gotten more logical and reasonable but about the UFO sighting, you know what I mean?
He's matured.
But I know...
I've aged.
I know... What are your views on conspiracy theories in general? You and I have gone on and on about this, and we've never really talked about it on the show. I mean... You think the process is fundamentally flawed. You recognize that, right? I mean, you said earlier most people do it to be different, or many people, I guess, do. I totally agree. And it's funny, I've never thought of that.
Yeah, well, that's what I find. You kind of got to treat conspiracy theories. It's the new religion. Like, you really got to be careful what you say to people because you can really offend
them.
Oh,
piss them off. Pretty bad, huh?
Yeah. What I don't like about
especially vaccinations. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Don't even start because you
can't. Yeah, well, that one's just going to get dangerous, you know.
Yeah, it's already happened. Started to get dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Large swaths of polio, you know, and things of the like. So, which, you know, it's pretty, it's a shitty thing to do to a kid. Like, well, I went to a couple of unauthorized sites, and now you got a weird head, but...
a Playboy bunny told me.
Yeah.
Nice. Nicely said.
Playboy Bunny, whose child quite famously does not have autism anymore.
Right.
That's because she cured it
did.
with alternative bullshit.
Blowjobs.
Or
I think it's interesting that you use the Playboy Bunny thing to discount her credibility. That's pretty fucking awesome.
Get ready to get slapped.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I don't think that she's...
First of all, I don't think she's credible.
Right.
I'm not at all saying that I believe her that she had any... I just think that saying that she's a Playboy bunny to discount it is kind of bullshit.
No, you're absolutely right. That is an ad hominem attack.
But
and,
I would...
And it is absolutely not the...
But that's the view of someone who, I mean...
No, it is absolutely not the reason she's wrong.
What we need is we need more PhD-level Playboy bunnies. That's what we need.
This is true.
Because then when somebody with huge fake tits stands up on a podium and says something, we can know that there might be a little bit of truth in it.
You know that most strippers are in college. That's what why they're stripping, because they're paying their way through college.
Oh, yeah. Not all of them.
Well, not all of them. I didn't, not all of them.
She said most.
If you were going to question all of them and try to get a percentage... What do you think?
It's a cover story.
You've seen a lot of strippers.
I've worked with a lot of strippers.
Yeah.
And I would say the percentage is probably higher than you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Either that, they're trying to take care of a family.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like any
or
work,
both.
It's completely legitimate reasons
with a
to
lot
be money.
That we're just like funding, drug habits and all, but I'm just...
Those are the ones.
Well, I know accountants who do that too.
Right. Exactly.
Those are the ones you know, Glenn?
Right.
Yep. Did I ever tell you the story about my buddy? He was having a stag do, and they took him out. They ever got drunk. This is my old buddy from high school. They took him out and got hammered, and they went to the strip club.
A hammer.
And they hammered, drunk.
Okay.
Pissed.
I was like, where's this going?
So they're just trashed, and the first stripper comes out, and it was my buddy's sister.
Oh, no. No.
That's great.
That's phenomenal.
Oh, and because everyone's drunk, no one can get the wherewithal just to go to another strip club. He just had to go stand in the parking lot.
Wow.
She was not a doctor. She was not paying her
way. Well, do we have any numbers available on that? I mean, I don't know of any numbers about people in the adult industry going to college or you know what I mean?
I have a college degree.
There's no question. There are some. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And arguably many. I've worked in the adult industry myself who were once stripping. Yeah.
I have several friends who used to be in porn and are extremely successful people now. It is the assumption about the damaged goods concept is just incredibly offensive and inaccurate.
Yeah.
Most of the people I know who were in any sex related field were doing a job like any other job.
I think it's a smart job. I think it's something that, since
good money,
you can do it. If
yes.
you can do it, you should do it. Because it would really help you out, especially if you're in school.
Right. I do want to go back to Susanna calling me out accurately.
Yeah.
I made an ad hominem joke because in our own community, it's a common joke with Jenny McCarthy.
It's an easy joke.
That's about all of her. But you're absolutely right. It's an easy joke.
Mm-hmm.
There are actual reasons why she's wrong, and that's absolutely not one of them. One of the people on the opposite side of her is well-known actress Amanda Peet, who has spoken out very vocally in favor of vaccinations. And she has no more scientific credibility than Jenny McCarthy. All of her background comes from simply bothering to pay attention to science, which Jenny McCarthy has not. So, but they could just as easily discount her as just saying she's just an actress.
Mm-hmm.
It has no validity. So I absolutely appreciate you calling out the joke. It was an easy joke. And
I'll be more
one.
Than happy to do it anytime.
Please do.
Susanna Lee,
but
you
it would
recently...
be one of those things, though, like it wouldn't be the reason that she would know something like about that. It'd be like... If you
no, it's a completely unrelated.
Yeah,
slam.
But like if you thought, like if somebody goes, there's a naked person behind that wall and they're a doctor, like it wouldn't be, they're always attractive.
All right. You recently, Susanna, you posted, I think yesterday, a tweet.
That was a couple days ago. Yeah.
Talk about
this. Retweeted it. Well, I submitted an essay about being a sex worker to a feminist magazine. They did not take it. They didn't send me a rejection or anything. There was just no response. And then they posted an article about how awesome cake is.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And actually, since I posted that, like, I follow them on Twitter. They've been, like, posting, like, oh, read this article. And they're just, it's just horrible shit.
Yeah.
It has nothing, you know, it's the worst stuff. It's the stuff you don't want. It's the, of course, it's the media. And the thing is that it bothered me because the magazine is one that I've followed, and the editor of it is someone I've followed since I was a teenager, since her very first magazine. And it was always, like, sort of the indie, you know, girl magazine.
On the outside.
Right. Yeah. And it's very disappointing.
Well, that's a shame.
And it's not because the essay was shit. I mean, you know.
Are we going to name the magazine?
No.
Okay. Why did... I'm curious. First of all, the article. What was the thrust of the article?
Yeah.
I actually submitted two. One was coming out as a sex worker. And one was... I can't remember if the other was about... I think the other one was about what drew me to it and my fascination with it from childhood.
It seems like, at least in the skeptic community, the feminist movement has taken a really weird extremist turn. And it's got this kind of new, really, really aggressive anti-male face. The one that I remember kind of wallowing in when I was a kid, watching Rush Limbaugh call them feminazis and that sort of thing. I always was like, what the fuck is he talking about? And I was too young to really kind of connect with the reality of what he might have been talking about. And now I'm 49 and I'm watching this particular relatively small group of people, not just women, but people in the skeptic community, just on this fucking psychotic bent to if you don't agree with them, they will fucking kill you. They will besmirch your name. They will tell lies about you. It's fucking awful the kind of things we're seeing. And so with this being the current flavor, at least in my little fucking sphere of feminism, I'm surprised that you would think that the feminist magazine might want to hear from a sex worker. It seems like they're starting to demonize some of their own.
Yeah, I mean, but
do you think that's at work? What do you think?
I think I should have submitted it to a different magazine.
Right.
I think I maybe should have.
Have you tried Playboy?
Because of her views on autism, they wouldn't.
Jenny McCarthy is going to see to it that you are not published.
She's going to spell check me. She's going to proof it. How's that? Is that good?
I think
that with any you know, alternate viewpoint, I don't think that it's just feminism, you know, where the group splits and attacks itself. I think any alternate view, any viewpoint, really, you know,
it's human nature to split and attack.
To split and attack, and you know,
like you did with Jared earlier.
Absolutely,
that was fucking beautiful. Thank you. No worries.
I was waiting for you know a chance to get incensed about something.
You're listening to Skeptically Yours on the GoCast Network, skepticallyyours.net, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to the listeners: Mark GC, Snake Oil, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Kyle Delaney, Danielle Lucas, Matthias Babo, Herbie, Zen Atheist Reagan, Zynga Man, Luce Balzac.
What?
That's right, I said it.
Luce Balzac. That's the name. B-H-A-W-L-Z-S-A-K. You know what? All of you need to make up funnier names.
No,
Fuck your normal names. Space
you'll
Crab.
You'll make me read weird things.
Yeah,
Troy Moss, BJ Kramer, McJustice, Mr. Gadfly, Cameron Winters, and Joe Swam. These were the screen names of the people chatting in the Skeptic Tank last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Glenn Wool, Susanna Lee, and Jarrett Lennon Kaufman. Thanks again, guys. And lady.
Thank you.
No worries. Listen, I love the story that Glenn was telling. I actually did a video with a couple of really, really cool producers. I think they did. I'm not going to remember the name of their show. One of them worked on Married with Children, they came to me to edit this really fun little web series thing. And we're gonna have a look at it right now. Let's check it out.
You don't want to throw down with me, dude. I got in a fight with this guy once. You know what he did?
Here we go.
First thing he did, he starts taking his clothes off. Took his coat off. Took his hat off. I didn't know what to do, so I started taking my clothes off. But I didn't stop. I just kept going till I was naked. What's he gonna do? Get me in a bear hug? I'm completely naked. You can't fight a guy if he's naked.
You fought a guy naked?
No, he ran away. Dude, I thought you were retarded. But you know what? You're not retarded. You, my friend, are a genius.
It's your birthday. Come on, man.
A little beer, a little fishing. Can't get any better.
Oh, it's going to get better.
How can it get any better than this? What is that?
That happens to be your birthday present. Got you a stripper, dude.
That's a stripper?
Yeah.
It's one of you guys booked my wife.
I did, for the birthday boy.
Happy birthday.
What happened to your leg?
Well, we're the only ones doing ice stripping. Last week I fell in the hole. It was my fault, wasn't it, hon?
Yeah.
We can do this another time. We can wait till your leg gets reset.
No. We're fully booked. We dance now.
I'm ready.
Your wife just farted in my face.
Did you just fart in his face?
I don't think so.
Something came flying out of that fart locker.
She says she didn't.
Dude, I was standing right here. She farted.
That ain't right, buddy.
Well, look, I don't give refunds, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have a dance again for you.
Oh, no. She pretty much just shit on me on that one.
We got another girl in the car. You'll like her. Go get Destiny.
This is my kid.
Get her.
Hey, Destiny's not in a wheelchair, is she?
What's the matter now?
That's my sister. I'm not getting a lap dance from my sister. You're not a stripper. What are you doing?
This is my first gig. Don't ruin it for me, asshole.
I'm out of here. I'm telling Ma.
I said no refunds.
Get on.
Happy birthday, Mommy! Who gets a lap dance from his sister? Like a circus freak. Hope she breaks his hip.
We did that a long time ago. So, yeah.
Maybe that's what I was remembering.
Did you ever see that when I was editing it? Weren't around when I edited that.
You know, on a not-so-funny note, strippers do work with their legs broken.
Really?
I've thought about that so many times when I was running. I've thought if I fall and break my ankle,
you're just gonna keep
going. Probably still working.
As a matter of fact, I did a podcast years back called Stripper Rant, and it's still on YouTube, I think. It's just sound, not video. But basically, one of the girls had walked down one of those big staircases, you know, the upscale clubs, and she slipped and fell and had a huge knot on her ankle, and she had to go buy boots that would give her a little bit more support. They came up to the knees just so she could go to work the next day, and I took a picture of her ankle, and it was like a baseball.
She
was there that night stripping, and that's where I interviewed her, and she just kept going. She goes, I don't have health insurance.
Work is work.
Is work. I got to go to work.
That's awful.
And that's the life of a stripper.
I don't know, though. I mean,
surely all the other doctor strippers could come and help her.
They were just in school.
Actually, you know, you just touched on something there. I mean, stripping, as much trouble as it's given, it's still technically considered a legitimate profession. But she had no health insurance.
Yeah, they don't provide.
Now you take that up a notch, where in our country, prostitution is not legal at all. So to do it, there is no chance in hell of being covered for health insurance. There are other countries in the world.
It is legal in Nevada, isn't it?
In one place.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, I don't think it's recognized by the federal government as a taxable job.
I don't know, but they might have health insurance.
I know in Germany, I know in Germany, for instance, it's fully accepted and they get government health insurance for the job. In Canada, if I'm not mistaken now,
there's just national health care.
But here, that's an extra level of awful risk to someone who has the profession of not being considered for health insurance at all.
So you're suggesting that someone, instead of stripping, get into lying about vaccinations then?
Sure.
I think that they're well covered in Nevada. I think I've heard this. I imagine Joe Swam is searching it right now on the web.
That may be the case. Majority of our country, they certainly unfortunately take their life in their hands by... And so many different lives.
Not just their lives.
Indeed.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not into hookers, but I think I've been to a lot of different places, and I've been around a lot of prostitutes, but not
Why are
purchased
you stuttering?
Their wares. just trying to find the best words.
You think the healthcare issue in the States. What do you think of it?
You can't claim to be the best country in the world if you don't have it.
Right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely accurate.
You know, and you can't invade other countries to try and give them what you have if it's so third world.
Right.
You know?
Right. Canada. England.
Pretty
you spend
much.
A lot of time in Canada.
Yeah,
I mean,
Canada,
in England, rather.
Europe. Yeah. Everywhere. Pretty much has it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Is the taxation insane? Is it nuts? Is it killing you? Is it?
Well, the thing about it, England is taxed like a socialist country, but they don't provide the same services. Like, yeah, I mean, if you really want to see national health care at its finest, you go to Scandinavia, you go to places like that never enter in the conversation. Oddly, over here, I find, like, if you were to bring up Denmark or Norway, then there'd just be no conversation. You go, yeah, we need that. Mm-hmm. But that at that point, you do get taxed higher. But, it depends. For me, your country is as rich as your poorest person.
Your country's as rich as your poorest person.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right. That's a nice
thing. I like that as well.
You think of that?
We got a lot of
I don't know if I thought of that or not. I thought it the other day, and I thought, did I hear that? But I'm smart enough to have thought of it, so I'm just going to claim it now.
Well, no question about that. The libertarians and the conservatives, the arguments are just, to me, the only thing as bad as the arguments against health care is the argument against gay marriage. On the ladder of what the fuck are you thinking, it goes slavery, gay marriage, health care.
I think, though, it should be a lot easier, our tax system, or being taxed.
To have slavery?
don't kid yourself. There's still slavery. No, the Middle East, man. They still got slaves. But, like, it shouldn't be. I don't think humans are designed to pay taxes the way they ask us to pay them now. Like, well, just tell us what you made, and you do the, that's, human nature. Well, I didn't make anything, and actually spent more than the world, so you owe me money. there's got to be a way of just getting taxed before it even gets in your hand.
Well, you tax at the fucking income. Purchase. Whenever you buy
tax.
Something. This is a no-brainer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I do not fucking get it. If you can afford to buy a Rolls Royce, the percentage should be there, and that's when you pay it. If you purchase a brand-new house that's $7 million, the tax comes in at that point, and that decides whether you buy a yes. If you could afford a $7 million house with the tax system I'm suggesting, you're going to get a $6.5 million house. So maybe it's going to cost the rich. I don't
I'd
fucking
be
get
up,
it.
I'd be up for higher taxes, but I just don't like the way that we have to pay them now because it's just not how humans are wired up.
They, yeah. Like, it's just asking us to screw up and then get caught.
Yeah, and that's what I've always said too, because I'm an entertainer and I pay taxes all over the world when I can figure out how to do it. But it's one of those things. Like, I'm not wired to pay taxes. I'm not good with money. I don't know about stuff. But it's just like one of those things. Like, if I were to ever ask people like that were good with money, go like once a year. Okay, for once a year, you're gonna have to put on a play, and if it's not good, we're gonna put you in jail.
Okay, listen. More on taxes after the break. We're gonna have to cut. We're going to have to cut this short because this the free version of the show, ladies and gentlemen, is actually over. I apologize for that. That's it for the free version, episode 32. Another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers later tonight. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. I want to thank our guests, Glenn Wool, Susanna Lee, and Jarrett Lennon Kaufman. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Jimmy Palumbi and Johnny Three Nuts.
And we'll be talking about...
Did I just say Johnny Three Nuts?
I don't think that's what we'll be talking about.
Thanks to our audio engineer, Jansen Lefevre. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Skeptic Tank moderator, Joseph Fully Identified Flying Swam. And our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Unidentified Flapping Winters.
You've been listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson.
And we are Skeptically Yours. Skeptically Yours is a product of an ever-expanding universe.